Every young person has at his command a double-edged device, one that can be either a very useful tool or either a very destructive weapon, and it's not the iPhone or the BlackBerry. Every person has a device, and this device is found among people all around the world, within every creed or color or nation, and it's not the computer. And this device is found among the rich and the poor, and is not the iPad. And this device is found in schools and on television. And I don't know if you guess what is it. It is our tongue. And this device is not necessarily good or bad. Actually, it can be a very good protector of good, or other times it can destroy. And it can build relationships, or it can devastate them. This is our tongue. And maybe every day we can witness the wrong use of our tongue, or the wrong use of the tongue, whether it's your classmates who verbally abuse each other, or maybe people who gossip, or other people who betray one another. You can see, and we can see all the time, all day long, the wrong use of the words. And let's be honest, this evening, maybe some of us, sometimes we lower down our standards and misused our words, and not in the way God wanted us to use it. And you know what? Our tongue is a small thing, but it's very interesting because this small thing has such a great power. And that's why I would like to encourage you, and I'd like to invite you to look in the Bible and see what does the Bible teach us about using our tongues, about using our words, especially learning this evening, what does the Holy Spirit want to reveal us about what does God expect us to speak and how He wants us to use our words so that our words may be a blessing for the ones who hear them, especially for God. So the Bible tells us that our tongue is a very dangerous thing, and we have to be aware of its dangers. Especially because we look in the Bible and we see our sinful nature. And if you turn up with me on Romans 8 to 7, verse 7, the Bible tells us that our desire, that's the reason that we use the wrong way our words, our desire fight against God because they do not and cannot obey God's laws. So we are tempted to use our tongue in wrong ways and for the wrong purposes. And let me tell you something this evening. If we are using our words for the wrong reason, this is a very serious issue for God. We look in the Bible and we see that God is very careful about using His words. He's purifying His words seven times. And when I'm thinking about this thing, I can see how careful is God about every word that He used in the Bible. The tone of His message, every letter that He used in the Bible, He's very careful about what He says. And if God is so careful about what He says, don't you think He's very careful about what you say and what I say, how I speak and how I relate to each other? So many people are not aware of the fact that we have to be careful to what we say. And we are not careful because, you know what, we are more interested and we are more concerned about what goes in our mouth rather than what goes out of our mouth. See, how many of us are so careful with what goes into our mouth, or what do we eat rather than what do we speak? How many of us are so concerned and neglect what they say? There are so many people who are very concerned about low-fat diet. They see and they look and they count every calorie that they get in their bodies. They track every grams of food that they get, that they eat, that they swallow. And these people are not so concerned about what they speak. I heard about some people who eat only organic food, only organic milk, only organic soap. Some of them even drink bottled water from islands of Fiji. Other people, they avoid sugar, they limit caffeine and so many other things in order to protect their bodies. But let me ask you, compared to the care we take to the food we eat, how concerned are about, or how careful are we to control what comes out of our mouth? Do we apply the same energy? Do we apply the same self-discipline? Do we apply the same time and energy and effort to control everything that comes out of our mouth? Because if we are not focusing on the words we are using, we are focusing and we are motivated by wrong reasons. And we have to look in the Bible and see how serious is God about the words we are using. I'd like to ask you to turn with me on Proverbs 18, verse 7. See what does what does God says about saying foolish things. He said, saying foolish things is like setting a trap to destroy yourself or your soul. Saying foolish things is like setting a trap to destroy yourself. This is a different version. That's why maybe it doesn't fit. It's not the same. It doesn't have the same meaning. So the words that we are using can be really dangerous. And that's why we need to be aware of its dangers. So I'd like to encourage you, when you come to the end of the day, look back on the past day and ask yourself, have I used my words in a good way or in a bad way? Ask yourself, have I slept using the words in an appropriate way? Is God happy with the words I use? And come to Christ and come to Lord and see, you know, Lord, maybe today I sin again with my words. Because when you come in front of Him with your words, God is willing to help you and give you power. That's why I encourage you to come to ask the Holy Spirit, guard your mouth. Because the Holy Spirit has the power to give you wisdom, to clean your heart. Because the Bible says, what's in our heart comes out of our mouth. That's why it's so important to ask Lord to clean our heart. Amen. In the Lamb's blood. Amen. And purify for the Lord. And ask Him, and more than that, improve that, build it with prayer, asking God continuously to clean the heart, build it with scripture, look in the Bible for verses that talks about and speak about using the words for the Lord. Build up every day, and God can help you. And ask Lord to understand, to help you understand that what we say is most important in front of God rather than in front of the other people. Yes. Ask Lord that He will change you. You see, the words we are using are so important. Even King David, who was considered a man after God's own heart, he was himself fighting with controlling his mouth. And I'd like to turn to open the Bible and look in Psalm 39, verse 1, to see what he confesses about controlling his mouth. He says, I told myself, even a saint like him, he was struggling with this problem. He said, I told myself, I'll be careful not to sin by what I say. I'll be careful not to sin by what I say. So I encourage you not to talk with yourself, but to talk with the Lord. I like to encourage you not to try to change yourself, but ask the Lord to change you. I like to come to God and ask Him and tell Him, God, you created me. And you know each part of my body. And you know my disobedient tongue. Lord, you know how much I'm struggling. So the Holy Spirit, please come and help me tame it, Lord. Help me control it. And God can do, because He's got power. He has the power to change people. And He has the power to change our hearts, because that is God. And when you come to God, amazing things are happening. Because when God created us, He put a great potential in our words that we are using. And when we are using the words for the Lord, there are amazing things happening. And let me tell you, at the end, an illustration, a story about somebody who used her words in an amazing way. The Bible told us about an important commander in Syrian army. He was a brave soldier. But that man, despite his many things that he possessed, he had a serious problem. He suffered from leprosy. And this man was struggling with his disease day by day. And I cannot imagine how hard it would be to struggle with leprosy. And in his home, there was a servant, a little girl. And this girl was brought from Israel, the country that this person, this commander, conquered. And this small girl didn't have any reason to help this man. But you know what? The Bible tells us that one day after this girl heard many times his strugglings, in 2 Kings 5 verse 3 tells us that this girl approached the wife of this important man and she just said, if only your husband Naaman would go to the prophet in Samaria and he would be cured of his leprosy. A short sentence, but these words brought hope to this man. These words brought courage to this man. These words brought a desire in this man's heart to travel a long way to meet this important man, a man of God who had the power from God, and he was healed indeed. Do you know why? Because a small girl, a slave, decided to use her words for the good of this man. And it's amazing how can a short sentence can help and can bring life to somebody. Isn't it amazing? Because if you're wondering this evening, how can my words help other people? Just use them for the Lord. You know, when Jesus Christ was on the earth and people came to him, demon-possessed people and sinners and sick people, they came to him and Jesus Christ only said, "Go home, for you are forgiven, you are healed." And they were healed because behind his words, there is power. And this evening, behind his words, there is power. So come to him and say, "Lord, please clean my heart. Lord, please pure my heart. Give me wisdom. But more than that, give me godly words for you, Lord. Amen."
Amen. Amen.